This is CliffCentral.com. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
And a very good afternoon to you. It is Friday. We are hanging out The Buzz on Cliff Central. My name is Nikita Camacho, and I've got Jason Bonberg, who's been running at a speed.
You're running at a speed and dodging people in traffic and trying not to you know, be too reckless on the roads.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
I'm here.
You're here in one piece, though. That's all that matters.
Yes. How are you, friend?
I'm very well, and you?
Do you miss me?
I did. I missed you last week, so it's been a while. At least we can catch up, see what's going on, what's the latest in entertainment, who's doing what, who's doing who.
Yes.
So that's also important.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at the moment, eh?
There is.
Ooh. Whoa. Nikita's making funny noises here. What you making funny noises for, friend?
I don't know.
Duncan's going to come and sort us out here. But yes, you are with The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Welcome to it. We are with you through until 2 o'clock today. Jam-packed show. We have three of the Miss South Africa finalists in studio with us today. They are... What is it? T-minus 1 week to go.
Yes. It is so close, eh?
You all look very calm and collected. And
very calm, collected, all beautified and looking the part. And as I walked into studio, they were all standing and I've got these heels and I'm looking at my flats and I'm like, geez, aren't
you? Like a job description.
It is, but you guys do it with such grace and
poise and elegance.
Is all the wonderful words that's attained to a pageant.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
So just to introduce the ladies, we've got Elizabeth Marcel. Is that correct?
Marcel.
And then Felicia. Yes. So welcome to The Buzz, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
So like Jason said, there's not a lot of time left until the pageant. How are you feeling?
I don't know. I think I'm excited. We're so excited. And we really just want to know what's going to happen now. You know, I want to know, am I going to go work now? Am I Miss South Africa? What's going on? So it's
almost,
exciting.
It's almost like it's a big test. Like you've prepared so much. You just don't know what the result is. So like you said, so you don't know whether you're going to, you know, you're going to move forward with the pageant, if your whole year is going to be planned for you by Sun International, or you just have to go back, hey?
I call it the longest interview of my life. The longest job interview. It's been 6 months.
Is it that long already?
Sure, that
it
long.
It all started last year in August.
So hang on, we had come a few of your other contestants in studio with us recently.
Sharon Rose.
And they were saying that...
She said I'm going to say hi to you.
Hi. Oh, she's trying to score points, eh?
Good. Luckily we're not judges. Yeah.
But it didn't work.
So have you guys also given up everything that you were doing before this? Or what... You know, I suppose you have to, hey? Because 6 months is a long time. You can't just be like, sorry, boss, I'm taking 6 months leave. Yeah.
I luckily completed my honours degree in psychology at the University of Stellenbosch last year.
I'm very normal, I promise.
So if any one of you have problems, you can see me afterwards. No, I'm just kidding. So luckily, when the regional started in August, I was lucky to complete my honours degree so that I could focus on Miss South Africa now up until March.
Okay.
Yeah, same for me. I just completed my BCom Economics degree at the University of
I'm not
of
that
the
stupid.
Oh,
I can count, I promise.
Well.
It's about graphs.
I can draw graphs.
Well done.
So for me, I was a production manager.
Okay.
At Red Pepper.
Oh,
that's a nice change.
I had to resign because we're up and down with Miss South Africa. And like I said, it's a 6 months journey. So you 2 weeks in camp, 4 days out of camp. So you can't really go to work for 4 days and then say, hey, you know what, boss? Next week, Monday, we
I'm not
have
there
to
for
go
the
back
shoot,
there
yeah.
as
not,
well.
It's not good for me.
So I just took time out to focus on this solemnly.
Okay. So the Miss South Africa pageant is taking place next week, Saturday, at Carnival City.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see you all get that, like, that feeling.
You've already done fittings. I was following it on Twitter because I do enjoy pageants. I've just always missed the mark by like a head and a half. And even getting my sister to stretch me once upon a time as a teenager didn't help. So that's why I'm here on radio. So like I said, all the rehearsals, are you practicing? Is it this, there's a routine that you guys do on stage?
You know what? We've done a lot of fittings with Anel. We're so excited. Who's it? Anel Buerta.
Okay.
The dresses are amazing. I'm not going to reveal my color because hush hush. And we haven't started with rehearsals, but we're so excited about that. That's going to happen next week. So we're looking forward
to that. That's going to be interesting for you because you know, from a TV production perspective, you might be like, sorry guys, you're missing the mark. Can we actually just go back to that point? Let's
luckily,
take it again.
I know my zone. You keep in your lane.
Okay.
Right now I'm a finalist, so I just have to keep in my lane. Okay. But like Elizabeth said, we're only starting with rehearsals next week. On Monday is the big one. On the 14th of March, we've got our final judging. So it's speed dating, it's panel judging, it's bikini, the works. So
speed dating?
Yeah. So we're going to speed date with
Rather
the judges.
Say individual interviews.
Yeah, because that's what I was wondering. You're not allowed to have a boyfriend. Well, technically. Are you all single?
Yes.
There's a giggle there.
I'm in a relationship with my country.
That's an impressive answer, yes.
Okay, so we will do a reward like 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
We don't want to sound like schlips either, so we'll say 8.
Okay, so when they ask you all these difficult questions, you've obviously had a few thrown at you already. What is the one that you really don't want to be asked?
Sure. I think at this stage it's very difficult to ask political questions because it's very difficult. As Miss South Africa, you're an ambassador for the country, so it's very difficult to take a very, very prominent stance in a certain direction. So always to stay as a representative of all aspects of our country, and I think that's quite tricky, but that's a challenge.
Sure.
I also
that's a good answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually. I don't think I'd be able to bite my tongue. That's why. So you say so. Politics is a no go. I'm just thinking of past pageant. Well, past essay comps. But there has been some of the finalists. The answers were atrocious. I'm not going to say a name.
I don't even. I think
the one question I do remember is: if you had to change one thing in history that happened, what would it be? What event would it be? I know I'm probably giving way too much of what happened. This woman eventually she did a lot. She's very popular and she's done a lot with her life. But the answer was pretty terrible.
What did she say?
She says, "I'll change 9/11. I was like, okay, that's very strange. It was not a world impact. Shame. I just thought, you know, it's down to nerves. And she was also very young at the time. So,
can I tell you something? You know, when you're on that stage, it's so nerve-wracking. Like, you could be the most intelligent girl, but there's always that one question that gets to you. So I think it's just a matter of breathing, you know, listening, taking 2 seconds and then answering. But
I think that's the right approach, yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. And you?
I think for me, you don't want to be put in a position where you have to take sides.
Yeah.
Any question for me that would be asked, I have to take sides would be quite because obviously you have your own opinion about certain things, but as Miss South Africa, you're representing every single person. You're representing the pensioner. You're representing the student. You are representing the black, the white person. You're representing the male, the female. You're representing the gay, the lesbian. You're representing everyone. Single person. So you need to understand that you don't just, because you're Felicia, because you're female, and you're going to side with the females, and because you're a student, you're going to side with the students. It does not work like that.
Then they're going to say, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, yeah, that was
nice one. You nailed it.
Oh, gosh.
Had to do it, yeah. Okay, so who are your favorite Miss South Africa contestants? Favorite Miss South Africa.
Yes, Miss South Africa.
Past Miss South Africa.
Yes, past
only
Miss
one choice,
yeah,
each of you.
Yeah, just one.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
Who's going
to
go first?
But you have to.
Oh, no.
Got to do it.
One. And you can They're base it on any, any criteria. It's fine.
Okay. Because I want to go into business, I want to be a businesswoman, and I want to really do well in it.
But come on. Peggy Sue Kamalo.
Oh, Joanne Strauss is also very good.
Yes, Joanne.
There we go. You see, I know Miss Essa.
Myself?
For me, it will have to be Rudine Strauss, not because she was Miss World necessarily, but because she was a more curvy Miss South Africa, and she was almost the one that was the groundbreaker in that sense, and I think she opened the pageant for a lot of other girls that's also more curvy. So in that sense, I have a lot of respect for her.
Basitsana Khumalo.
TV.
Hashtag she's our judge.
Red pepper.
Media mogul.
Not even about the TV side of it. She's a strong woman. She's a woman that really used this platform. Not to say no one else used it, but she's, for me, that prominent woman that broke grounds for us, you know, and opened doors as young South African girls. So for me, Basitsana, and not because I work for her, no.
And well, not because she's a judge.
No, of course.
Okay, so who
not.
Are the judges? So it's Basitsana,
Casper Bosman,
Sophie okay. Ngaba.
Oh, cool. Darling.
And Kojo.
Kojo is cool.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
quite a strong panel, eh?
Very strong.
And they know what they're looking for.
They know exactly what they're looking for.
We have two that started the journey with us, and that's Casper and Kojo. So Sophie, Benina, and Basi are coming in as fresh judges. So another round of impressing. So, yeah.
Another round of nerves.
That's fine. I mean, you've come this far. You've done 6 months. You've done the training that you need to. You've immersed yourself into different environments. You've been to a lot of events. So you know how to hold yourselves within an interview environment, within a social environment. I think you'll be okay. I think I'm just looking at all three of you. I think you are. You're ready. You're ready for this.
You have hope.
I have hope. So out of the five, there's 12 of you here.
Yes.
Okay. So out of the 12, we've
met five. And all I have to say, thank God, is I'm not a judge.
Really?
Yeah. No, because what you ladies bring to the table is incredible. And I think it's so hard to pick. I think that's what I'm talking about. The judges, it's their job. We'll just support.
You know, I remember speaking to Kojo once, and I was like, you know, I really feel bad for you. Like, good luck, because I wouldn't know who to choose. Obviously, I'll choose myself. But you know, if I was you, I wouldn't know who to choose. I feel so bad for you. So good luck to you as well.
But we've had Kojo on the show before, and he's very deep. Like, you never really know where you stand with him, I think. A lot of people get that impression. He's very cool. I really, really enjoy him.
Very cool.
The more I spend time with him, the more I get to know him, and the more I kind of get him. But a lot of people might think he's a bit standoffish, not interested. And he knows what he's looking for. So he's not looking for just a beautiful Miss South Africa. He's looking for a beautiful Miss South Africa from the inside and the outside, who is intelligent, who can represent our country on the global stage. And I think it's a testament he's been with you guys for 6 months. So out of the 12, we've met five. I think they've done a good job so far. May the best woman win.
Thank you so much.
What did he say?
I can't say anything. my lips are sealed. We'll good find answer. Out next week, Saturday. Next week, Saturday. So it's happening on Mzansi Magic, correct?
Yes, and live. Mnet.
And Mnet. Yes.
Five
okay.
o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5 to 7.
Ooh, prime time, man.
No pressure.
Any final words before you go?
# become your dream.
Enjoy the show.
Live, learn, and grow.
You three.
I sort of feel like we need background music. Like,
were you expecting us to elaborate?
No, I think that was the perfect. It's the perfect length from a TV production perspective, from a live broadcast perspective. You just nailed it, all of you. So
well done, girls.
Thank you so much. Good luck, and we'll see you next week Saturday. And maybe one of you will come back and visit. You can always come back and visit us.
Thank you so much for the invite. I'll hold you to it.
The door's always open. Look. All right.
Thank you so much again. Thank you for having
cool.
us.
All the best.
This is CliffCentral.com.
There you go. That is a little bit of Don't Let Me Down from the Chainsmokers right here on CliffCentral.com. It is the buzz. Buzzing. Busy, busy, busy show.
Talk about a buzz.
So I have to... We're moving on from Miss South Africa to one of South Africa's most acclaimed South African artists, and now she's formed a collective. Her name is Toya Delezi.
Collective. Aren't you so fancy?
Yeah,
well, that's Clutch Collective, eh?
I love the word.
Toya, welcome to the studio.
Hey, and thank you for having me.
And welcome your collective.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How are you all?
We are perfect. How are you keeping?
No, we're good. You've got to come closer to the mics. We want to hear you. We want to hear all about Clutch Collective, because this is the new exciting female rap crew in South Africa.
Yeah.
Toya?
Yeah.
How did this come about?
So I've known basically these guys for years. I mean, Mandisa I went to school with and university. Genius, we used to hustle on the streets of Durban. DK, I met her recently, but like, yeah, she's unparalleled as well. And basically, it was basically a response to the fact that there was hardly any females in any of the categories for the South African Hip Hop Awards. And I knew these amazing people, so basically that's how we formed Clutch Collective. I don't know, man, do you want to add something?
Well, basically how the name came about, we thought about a clutch. Clutch is already a slang term for dope, right? Something really cool.
Yeah.
So another aspect was that, you know, when you think about a vehicle, you can't change gears, so you can't, you know, move the car forward or backwards without the clutch. The clutch sets the pace. That's what we're here to do. Set the pace.
Yeah, it's so deep. I'm like thinking, if we had to have like a two-person band, we'd actually be useless. I don't know what.
Yeah, could you come up with our name, please? Yeah. Come in creative.
And also like a like a real dope description as well, because ours would suck.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
Yeah, you can come back and tell us about that when you guys are, you know, completely blowing the stages and, you know, rocking everything. Because I'm pretty sure that this is going to be embraced by a lot of people in the industry. Do you feel there will be a challenge, you know, in a male dominated space, or are you not even worried about that at all?
I mean, look, at first, the reason why it took us so long to actually come up with such things is because we had that kind of worry that it might be a bit of a difficulty since it's dominated by males. But at the end of the day, we're strong enough now. We feel as though we can hold our own. We'll be able to come through and fight. We're not really here to fight. We're just here for healthy competition so we can show off what we have to offer as well. We've been hustling for years, like she said. We've been on the game for a while. So I think now it's time where people start to understand that it's not just males that can run stuff. We're here to run it as well.
Damn straight.
Hallelujah, yeah.
I'm scared.
Oh, there's no SmackDown here, Jason. We still love you.
Yeah. No, fully.
So, how did this happen for you, Toya? Because, I mean, obviously, you're established as an artist, a solo artist in South Africa.
Yeah.
And pop predominantly.
Yes, pop and predominantly. Dance. Well, this is my, you know, my guilty pleasure. I love hip hop as well, you know. And it's always been a dream to, you know, be part of like a female. Or whatever, be part of like a hip hop collective. So, in this team, I'm producing. I'm producing the music, and you'll also catch me on the hook for Back to the Roots. And I've got the pleasure to actually like introduce. I feel like some much needed lyrics and flow and freshness with the help of these amazing ladies right here. So that's how it came about. So I'm still, of course, I'm still pop. I mean, I'm working in London at the moment. My single, as Toy the Lazy, is going to be coming out soon. But at the same time, I've got the pleasure to also, like, you know, kind of like diversify, help with their help, diversify the hip-hop scene. And yeah, I think it's really needed for, I guess if people don't know, they'll never, you know, appreciate. So I guess that's what it's all about right now.
So what's the plan for you guys? You obviously, you're producing music at the moment, you're in studio, are you doing gigs as yet? Not yet?
Yo, DK, you want to take that, boo? No, she good. You know what, like, we just dropped this first single, right? So it's gotten a great response. We've been playlisted on East Coast Radio, Trans Africa. We're hitting a lot of interviews, and basically it's all about exposure. So let's let the people hear the music, and it's for, you know, just to expose them to it. And then after that, we'll come through with some dates. And everyone's asking already, oh, when's your album dropping? We don't know yet, you know. Okay. Like, we, you know, one step at a time. And this has been a big step, honestly. And with everything that's happened, it's quite overwhelming for all of us, but we're really excited. And we're shooting the video. That's exciting.
And I love your videos, eh?
Yeah.
As an artist.
So, videos.
Yeah. So tell us, what is the concept behind this video?
Well, you are yet to see it. I mean, if I spill it now, it
come
might
on,
not be as
just
exciting.
Give us a little teaser.
Yeah,
come
can
on.
Can we expect a little bit more of what you've done before in the past, or are we going in a whole new direction?
Well, this is clutch, as I said. Like, you know, this is clutch, and they're coming through with we're coming through with this like conscious boom bap, like take you back to the days of Dilla, take you back to the days of Lauryn Hill, especially with this song. So expect it to have a storyline where it's kind of infused with like a movie, like a movie narrative. And basically you'll really get to understand and listen to the lyrics, because often with hip hop we end up just turning up and not really knowing or hearing what the music's about. So the song is called Back to the Roots, and it's all about taking music back, well, hip hop mainly, back to its roots, where it began, and telling stories and empowering. And yeah, I really hope, I feel like this is a voice that South Africa needs, and this collective will definitely do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think the music industry actually needs fresh female blood, actually, because the men are dominating. Yeah. We need it.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, guys, it's not about man against woman. Like, it kind of irritates to be like, oh, no, the guys are doing this. It's just about opportunity, basically, and exposure. And, you know, as we say, we're not here to knock off anyone's hustle. It's all about, you know, putting it out there. It's all about options. And honestly, when you get to hear this, it's always nice to hear something new, something, you know, that's been fresh, refreshing. And honestly, man, I really believe this is what we can offer in a very exciting way.
But at the same time, I mean, you're offering something fresh, but hip-hop in South Africa has really, really grown, you know, in the last couple of years. Last year was a good year for hip-hop in South Africa. I don't know if it was because of the beef and therefore it was front of mind a lot of the time. But at the same time, the music that is being produced is resonating with not only a local audience, but an international audience as well. And I think South African artists are really taking their craft, hip-hop artists are taking their craft very seriously and saying, you know what, I don't need, AKA, that's the one that I'm talking about, for one. Casper, you know, he really did a fantastic job, irrespective of all the beef and all of that. He did a great thing with Fill Up the Dome, you know, I think that's, it's testament to what you guys can do as well. You are saying, definitely, if they can do that, we can do what we want as well as a rap crew, as a foursome, as an awesome foursome, and make it a collective that everybody wants to be, you know, listen to. Yeah. So I think it's awesome. I really think it's exciting.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
So where do we find you on the good old social networks? Have you got a handle?
Yes, we've got a Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter as well for Clutch Collective. Facebook, Clutch Collective. Collective, Instagram at Clutch Collective, with K's, K for Clutch, K for Collective, and on Twitter it's Clutch Collective without the E, at Clutch Collective, drop the E. Okay, that's Twitter. That's Twitter.
Oh,
right?
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. So like which E? So just at the end.
The E at the end. Yeah. So that's like our pages. Follow us so you can keep up with what we're doing. We're doing a lot at the moment, so y'all need to keep up. Keep it locked. Yeah.
And you're responsive with everything. You will, you know, you'll interact and engage with your fans. I know you've been very good like that with your personal music career.
Yeah.
You know, you always engage well with your community. You know, and your fans. So it's important to carry that on.
No, fully.
Okay, cool. But you're back to London soon?
Yeah, I'm actually leaving either tomorrow evening or Monday morning.
Oh, well.
And I drove in from Mahlabatini this morning at 3:30, and it's all about, you know, it's all about what's happening here. Like, we're working really hard, and as I said, we're shooting tomorrow, on Sunday, we're shooting the video for Back to the Roots. So, yeah, man. It's all about, we're going to make it happen now.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, good luck, guys. We look forward to seeing what you bring to the industry.
Yay.
Maybe on the summer stage, just saying. Just putting it out there.
Let's talk it into life.
Yeah, we do. The summers are coming up. We want something fresh.
Yeah.
Summers, people, come on. Sure. Listen out. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz. We'll see you guys very soon. Yeah. Coming up, we are going to be talking to two of the stars from a show called Dragging 30. That is going to be lots of fun. And we are going to be chatting to a musician by the name of Silas as well. But for now, Nikita caught up with someone who is on Travel Channel.
Yes, so it's Justin Vanilla. If you don't know him, he is the man behind the Ultimate Brymaster. And I just caught up with him and we had a little bit of fun and just see what he's up to now.
Have a listen.
Hey guys, it's Nikita from The Buzz, and I'm just reporting from the Travel Channel's event. I'm sitting here with Justin Vanello.
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 Vanello. Vanello.
Almost like a food, eh?
It does sound a bit like that, huh? Not Italian, strangely enough.
Really?
It's from Malta. My dad's family is from Malta.
Okay. Yeah. So do you think is that where the passion for food came from?
Funny enough, both my folks didn't really cook that much. You know, my dad taught me how to make a decent vongole, a clam-based pasta. That I still make to this day. My mom, the only thing she really cooked well was a smoked hock of pork in a Dutch pea soup. My grandmother, though, was the one who got me off of cooking. She taught me how to make my first pancakes when I was 7. I still had the same pan. And with my own kids, I taught them how to make pancakes first as well.
So it's been quite a journey from that, so not really having too much of a food background to start off with. And now to be talking about the Ultimate Brymaster Season 4.
Yeah.
It's been such a journey.
100%, you know, when I first came up with the concept, I never sort of imagined that I'd be sitting 4 seasons in, 5th on the cards, etc. And here we are, you know, and sometimes I get a bit bitter though. You know, I feel like it's a huge chunk of my life every year that it gets dedicated to just one show, where there's so many other things to do in life as well. So it's often I find myself sort of balancing up between what I do and what I want to do.
Do you find there's quite a struggle sometimes between decisions? Well, just the decision of it.
Yeah, listen, I think in everyone's life you get to a point when you start looking for more soul, you know, and I think I'm getting closer to that point in my life. I watched a documentary the other night called Jodorowsky's Dune, which is about a guy who wanted to produce Dune originally, and he had Orson Welles and Mick Jagger and everyone lined up in it. But the first two lines he says in the documentary are, "What is life?" And he goes on to answer it by saying, "It's a way for you to create a soul for yourself." And that's been resonating in my head, like, radically.
So I think it's obviously, if it's turning the gears, there's something in your mind. So do you think, maybe almost like a, I don't know if you saw the documentary series Oprah actually did recently, it's called Belief. Mm-hmm. And what she did was, she traveled the world with this whole team for 2 years, and they spoke about, you know, what do people believe in, whatever faith, you know, from Burning Man to Buddhism and all this crazy thing. And it was all about going back deep into the soul, you know, what is your reason, what is your calling, where are you going in life? So sort of like a, you know, back to,
sure,
to yourself.
I think we end up working to live instead of living.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. We're too busy making or earning a living instead of like making our life thing.
Yeah, 100%.
So now with, I suppose, with Travel Channel, we're opening up a whole new audience to your show, to the Ultimate Braamaster, not just a South African audience. Mm. How do you think people are going to receive, you know, our actual bra?
You know, I think the biggest thing that's going to happen is that they're going to be really jealous. Can you imagine sitting in London in your dingy sort of squat, grey cloud overhead, it's pissing with rain outside, and you're watching people experiencing the great outdoors that South Africa has to offer, and then you must be miserable. You must go, like, something's wrong with my life. I go to work every day, I hang out like an ant in the tube, I go up an escalator, I sit in a dark room. And that's my life. And these guys are out there, you know, on the beaches of the Wild Coast, having a great time, drinking too much, falling on their heads, experiencing life. I'm sure they're going to be as jealous as all hell.
And especially with the animal life as well, because you mentioned a lot of the locations that you guys have filmed across South Africa, and that as South Africans, we are pretty much tourists in our own country. We don't actually understand how much land is so much uncharted territory that we don't even know, besides our little, you know, little towns or big city life, and then we don't realize that it's in our backyard.
Listen, you know the old story about most Capetonians have never been up the cable car, you know? I mean, it's that sort of mindset, and that's in your backyard, you know? No, in that respect, I'm so fortunate. And every year that I travel, there's fewer and fewer places that I haven't been to. But I'm never, I never cease to be amazed about what's out there, you know? And Michael Palin actually puts it quite aptly. He says, the only bug that you want to get when you travel is the travel bug, but God forbid that you get it. And my fucker, he said, I have it, man. I mean, I'd be a gypsy for the rest of my life if I go with it. Kids, the dogs in the car, just and travel for the rest of my life quite easily. And you know, it's funny, when you go on the road for 2 months to shoot a show like Braamaster, you live out of a suitcase for 2 months, and you realize all that crap that you have at home, you don't actually use.
It's a bunch of shit.
It is. It's just stuff, you know. It has no real importance. You live out of a bag. So, yeah, I think maybe it's a lesson in decluttering life sometimes.
So then is that, would you say on the cards now, would you like to have a more nomadic life?
Shipman, Marco Polo spent 25 years traveling from what's now Europe across to China. Imagine going on a 25-year journey that becomes your life. And imagine in those days, there was no internet, no phone calls. When you left, you dropped off the edge of the earth for all intents and purposes, and you disappeared off flight. Huh? I mean, now that's appealing.
Yeah, that is a feeling. And then also, especially now, we're always so connected, and everybody knows where you, like, your business and what's going on, social media.
I call it stimulation pollution, you know? And you wake up in the morning, there's sirens going, cars hooting, the cell phones bleeping and beating and bleep. And is there any really sort of relevant stuff in your life? not.
No.
My favorite parts of South Africa are the places that I go to and you lose connectivity. No signal, no mobile, no internet, no emails, no debit orders, no bond going off or any of that rubbish. Just you out in a space. I think that's where I'd like to be more than anything else.
So then, okay, so that will be, that's like a future idea. So maybe after season 5, Ultimate Biomaster season 5, maybe if you're going to have season 6 on the cards, draw the curtain and then pack your shit and go.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect life for me.
So in the meantime, before Justin packs up, we're going to be watching the Ultimate Biomaster Season 4. It starts on Tuesday, 29th of March at 9 o'clock on Travel Channel. Don't forget to watch.
So we still got a bit of time to go until the show starts, friend.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So but it's a great show.
It is a great show. And I was actually, I saw a few of the snippets before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually thinking, geez, like, I've never been there. And I'm like I said to him, you feel like a tourist in your own country. It's a bit shocking and embarrassing.
Because I was wondering what the link was with Travel Channel, but no, it obviously makes sense. But I see that I read an article on, I think it was Channel 24, where they were talking about how they have sold the format to a couple of international countries.
Yes, so now it's been sold to Poland, Australia and America. And we actually, one of the questions one of the journalists actually asked, they said, will they be keeping the Ultimate Braaimaster? Will they keep Braai in the name?
Or barbecue.
Yeah, they said, because I thought barbecue and all of that. And I said, no, they're going to keep, apparently they did a case study and that the word Braai is synonymous to South Africa and people are familiar with it. So that's why they're going to keep the name as it is. And they'll have their contestants flying out here to do their own shows, which I think is a fantastic thing.
And Justin will be involved as well, just to make sure that the format is obviously, or they're sticking to the format and that it's authentic and real and true to what it was or what it has become.
Yeah, and those people are competitive, hey? Oh,
it's a braai. Friend, have you never seen two guys around a braai?
I have.
Sorry, your chicken's a little bit tough. Sorry, Brie, you've got to step away from my braai.
No, but it's more than just your regular, you know, some people think they can braai, like turning your chicken into charcoal and everything else, that's disgusting. You can see how these people cook, how they braai. They know what they're talking about. They know.
The 29th?
The 29th of March.
Okay,
Travel
cool.
Channel.
Awesome. So from one great show to another, but this one is in real life, and we have two of the real life stars in studio with us. Dragging 30 opens on the 15th, which is, when's that? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Jenna and Tash, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This is your first time to Cliff Central?
Yeah, it is.
We told you, there's only one rule. And that's
to break
one.
It, yeah.
So, what do you want to do? How are you going to break a rule today?
God, I know, so much pressure. Like,
I was going to say, let's do flick flex, but that's just weird because no one can see us.
Yeah.
We can periscope it. We can put it on YouTube.
I'm going to leave Tash do that because I'm not that skilled.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm that skilled either, though, thinking about it.
No pressure, but you've got a few minutes to decide what you're going to do to break the rules.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right, we'll think of something.
Think of something because you're female, so you can multitask.
We can.
As well. So we can actually talk about, that one's a good one, yes, yeah. Okay, so Dragging 30 opens on the 15th. It's running through until the 26th of March at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square, Nelson Mandela Square.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, basically, our show revolves around two women who have...
You two?
Us two, yes, Natasha and myself, who meet under some very interesting circumstances, my breakdown, basically.
Right.
And
a very noisy neighbor.
I'm a very noisy neighbor. And basically, it's about two women who've come to their third decade of their life, they've reached their 30s, and kind of wake up realizing, oh, I'm single, and I don't have children, and I don't have a house, and I don't have a job I actually like, or a job at all.
Or a husband.
Or a husband, yeah. And that they're kind of not anywhere near where they thought they would be. And
but all their friends are.
Yes.
Facebook, thanks to Facebook.
Facebook, yes. 50,000 friends getting married and engaged and having babies and baby showers. I can't, and in real life, I actually can't keep up with Tash with how many baby showers she's constantly going to.
Oh, you hit the baby shower phase now.
Yeah, actually, I've also got a calendar for my friends' children as well. Because I can't keep up with their children's birthdays either.
Well, God forbid you forget their birthdays.
Well, yes, Auntie Tashy will be in trouble. So, yes, I have a calendar now for that, too.
Also, because they're on baby number two, and we haven't even got started.
Yeah.
So, oh God. So, have you been to any divorce parties, then?
I've been to three.
Yeah, you see. Well, there you go.
We've decided that our next show is going to be called The Divorce Diaries, but that's only once we hit that age.
Yeah. Okay. We need to get married first.
We're trying to be optimistic here.
What you should do is you should go to Giles in Parktown or Parkview or wherever.
Craigle
Park. Park, yes. Because that's where all the newly divorced and newly single cougars.
That is a good observation.
Okay. All right, again, in our show, we do make mention of the fact we are not cougars yet.
No, you're not cougars. Pumas. No, not at all.
Pumas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We are
pumas.
Still on the prowl.
Okay.
We're not old enough to be cougars yet, surely?
No, we'll go to Giles for our research for our next show.
For your next show, yes, because this one obviously has its run until the 26th of March.
Yeah,
that's and you've had a really successful run in Cape Town as well.
We have, yes. We did a sold-out run at the Cork Bay Theatre in Cape Town. Thank you all.
Yay. I don't know where my applause effect is, but this is it. This
good enough. And then we went on to do it at the Rockwell Theatre in Greenpoint, and that was also fantastic. So we did a quick little week run there. And yeah, both were both really, really successful, and we had some great support. So it got legs, and we managed to book 2 weeks at the Theatre on the Square.
Sure. How does that make you feel when you get to book something like this for so long, you know? And you get to have such a long run of the show in general.
Well, we wrote it because we wanted to try and make it travel. We wanted to be able to take it all over the place and to as many different venues as we could. Our first project that we wrote and produced and put together and
everything
created ourselves, which having been in musical theatre for 10 years between us and having been in really beautiful, great musicals, finally putting on our own show was a bit like, are we crazy? Let's just be told where to stand and where to go,
so
rather.
You do have a baby, you see.
This is our baby.
This is your baby. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank
you should be putting it all over Facebook and saying, 2.5 months old.
That's true. It's like a stage baby.
You should have had a baby shower as well.
We should have.
That's you still can.
I think it's happening on Wednesday night for our opening. Might be our baby shower.
Okay. Except booze and alcohol is on the agenda.
Yeah, necessary. So what's in the registry, though?
Tequila?
Oh, no, yes, we can do that. It's not a real baby.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's no rules.
They can go.
Yeah.
They can bring us lots of flowers.
Okay. What flowers? Any specific kind? Because this is your
orchids.
Rider, essentially, as
orchids.
Well.
Hey? We love orchids.
We do.
Okay.
Tiger lilies.
Okay.
Also stargazers.
Lots of wine. Big wine fans.
Wine.
Yeah, because you were in Cape Town for a bit, so I suppose you got quite a fair with the wine farms
and
there.
And you know, I'd never eaten a macaroon before, and then a friend of mine bought me macaroons as an opening night gift for a show I did 2 years ago, and now I'm obsessed.
Okay.
So now I love macaroons on my rider list, you know.
You have to.
1 month.
Not that we have one.
Where do you get the best macaroons in Joburg?
Tasha's. Or Isabella's. I think it's called that. Yes.
Bell's Pastry. There's one in North. Also is pretty good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tasha's.
I can't help with this conversation.
Yeah, I think we'll just talk about
that. Yeah, we'll talk about something else.
Too dareful.
Stunning. So we're breaking the rules here pretty much by just two conversations happening at the same time.
Yeah, that's
there
basically.
We go, we're breaking the rules.
So take your pick, whichever one you want to talk about. Jenna and myself are talking about
something else.
We don't know yet.
Well, we'll just carry on with dragging.
Yeah, we'll just get back to that.
I must say, Jenna and I have not laughed so much in our entire lives, and we've known each other a very long time. So putting it together, we have had some seriously awesome rehearsal footage that we put together, and we've had such a great time. It's been incredibly huge in terms of a learning scale. We have learned so much putting on everything. It's not just a case of let's rock up at work and get on stage and you're doing cleanup call. It's we get there, we've got to do the lights, the sound, the tech, the absolutely everything from the tiniest little prop to you name it, we have to do it. So,
and if it sucks, we have to deal with that too.
Yes.
Because it's all ours.
Yeah, there's no blame shifting in this department.
No.
So, what have the reviews been like so far? I mean,
really
obviously,
great.
Cape Town. Yeah, you see.
Yeah. We weren't precious about giving the show to people who are far more experienced than us, our script, and going, please cut, edit, chop, give us advice. We got a director from Cape Town, Luke Ellenbogen, directed it for us. Then another director came in for this third run to have a look at it, Paul Griffiths, who also, you know, tweaked and changed. And from the show that we did in Cape Town to the show we're doing now, it's quite different. It's the basis is similar, but we've also added a lot more. We've changed some songs. We've added some funnier bits, all that we think is really funny.
Yes.
And so we've tried to kind of keep it fresh and alive and constantly grow. with the show so that it's not just, this is what we've done, we're precious about it, no one touch it. Because we need to learn, you know, yeah. We need to make sure that what we're delivering is of a really high standard because we're perfectionists and we demand the best from each other and ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we allow people to step in and.
So when you have arguments, are you quite dramatic? Like, no! No, Jenna, you must like never that. Do that.
She's looking at me like, oh, really? I do, so I don't.
Well,
do I?
Well, no.
Thespians are quite, and you know, you're very...
Well, we balance each
dramatic.
Other.
We balance okay. each other out quite well because
this I think...
Can
we have a scene, an impromptu scene here.
I get totally neurotic.
No, Jenna okay. gets overboard. Like, she made a little boo-boo and...
Yeah. A boo-boo, I love that.
A little bit of a boo-boo. And
you can't tell people this.
We
no,
can.
I'm supposed to be really efficient.
But she... No, well, I won't say what it was, but basically, she was... in an absolute state this morning, and I think she does half of it because she doesn't want to upset me, but also I can't believe I did that. And I said, Jenna, you know what, we're not going to make a problem about this, and here's the solution, we've got it, just stay calm. And
she's my voice of reason.
Okay.
But yeah. And then and vice versa, when there's days that I'm like, what are we doing with our lives, do I even know how to sing?
Yeah, that's true. That happens.
Well, you've been doing this for 10 years, so I think it's safe to assume that you actually can sing.
Oh, yeah, and this,
perform.
This sneaky little one has just landed the lead role in Saturday Night Fever, which is opening the Pretoria State Theatre. So
drop the bed music. Say what?
Yep.
Stop it, you.
Wow.
The lead.
That's amazing.
Yes,
congratulations.
I'm very excited. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. So when does that happen?
So that's going to be happening in September at the State Theatre in Pretoria from September to October. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I'm excited and nervous, but yeah, very, very cool.
She's going to kill it.
She's going to sing now, hey?
Yeah. Tasha's going to sing for you.
Sure. No pressure there.
No pressure at all. Mm. But you landed the role, so you clearly are good enough to sing.
Dear future husband, here's a few things you'll need to know if you wanna be my one and only all my life.
Oh, and that's why she makes the big bucks.
No. That's just a little insert from a song that we sing in the show.
Mm.
From Dragon 30.
Dragon 30.
Very cool. So Megan Trainor is obviously providing some good soundtrack music as
and
well.
Pink. We got a bit of Pink in there.
Pink.
We got Lady
Pink?
Gaga.
Yeah.
Raise your glass and raise your what? Raise your glass.
Your glass.
Raise your glass.
Raise your glass.
Yeah.
Raise your glass if you can help. So all the right way.
I love that
my
vision.
Underdogs.
That's my favorite.
We will never be anything but loud.
Jason.
And gritty. Dirty little freaks.
Tell me you did Boxburg Idols.
I know, right? Well, I did normal Idols twice, and they didn't want me, so I went to Boxburg, and they chose me.
You went
me.
To Presley. Yeah. Oh, and I know why you did well there. Yeah, because I think you also won the Wooden Mic Award, didn't you?
No, they gave it to someone else.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, I lost out on that one as well.
Yeah, that's been really good.
Jean pants, eh?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Is that what, okay.
There you go.
Got it. Yeah. Dragging 30. I'm going back to you guys.
Taking it back to you guys.
Yes. Good luck.
Also, to add to our Dragon 30, we actually have a sensational drag artist in our show.
Okay.
Named Cadenza Jones, who is played by Elaine Fleischman, who is actually also a hairdresser as well as a drag artist. So he's currently at work in Cape Town cutting people's hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And he's our fairy godmother, so to speak, in the show.
Yeah.
So he's also really fun for that element of a bit of extra...
He
ridiculousness.
Just, sort of comes in and sweeps us off our feet and we go and do something brave and ridiculous and wonderful and have a bit of a jawl and then Jenna has another breakdown and I try and help her and then I'm just done.
God.
But she's not Jenna in the show, is she?
Yeah.
Are you Jenna?
Well, we are a slightly heightened, more neurotic version of ourselves.
Okay.
So it's not actually who we are, but it is based on...
Well, more Jenna, not so much me. I don't.
It depends on what day, which day we ask you these questions.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So we will catch you out at the Auton General Theatre on the Square on the 15th to the 26th. How much are tickets?
I'm not sure offhand. They range from about 120 Rand upwards, I think. But you can go to www.strictlytickets.com and you can also follow us on Twitter at Dragging City and the hashtag Dragging City JHB.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for singing. Come back and sing some more whenever you are ready to.
Excellent. And thanks so much for having us,
guys.
Thank
you.
You know, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Sweet day.
Dear future husband. I don't have that song, unfortunately.
Check your inbox, Jason. Good luck.
Cheers, eh? Bye.
Bye.
little bit of Goldfish to just wrap it up a little bit, eh? I still dig this song. It's a very, very good song.
Okay, guys, so welcome back to The Buzz here. It's Nikita Camacho and Jason Von Berg, and we thought we'd quickly catch up with Silas on the phone. Hi, Silas, can you hear us?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
All right, and you?
I am good. I'm good. Can be tired, but good.
That's great to hear. So we just wanted to catch up and see what is news on your radar.
What's happening here? We are prepping to release a new EP, so that's what's keeping me busy at the moment. Withdrawal symptoms are going to come out sometime this month. Yeah, that's pretty much it from my end. Surprising how much work goes into prepping for a release.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's a big thing to put out music. And, you know, we were just talking to some of our theatrical stars, and then we had Toya Delezi in studio as well, and they're just talking about all this music that you spend so much time creating and putting out.
There you go.
And it's such a big thing. So what are you thinking for this next single?
That's a fantastic question. I haven't even picked the single off the album yet.
Okay.
There's still discussions that we're going to have, but it's my debut EP, so there's a bit of pressure in regards to what we want to present first. We'll just see. We might end up tossing a coin and seeing what happens.
You don't put it out on social media to get the fans to choose?
Yes. Maybe. That's a good idea.
That is
hey.
A good idea.
Yeah,
she's full of good ideas, Silas.
There we go.
I think sometimes it's nice, you know, the fans like to, you know, they have their own opinion, and then also just to choose a single. I think, you know, you give them what they love, and I think it will explode. It always helps with the album.
I actually do like this idea. That's seriously considered.
That's a good idea. So you know where I'm at. So I'm here at the Buzz at Cliff Central, so if you ever need to get hold of me for more ideas.
And at Heart Nikita on Twitter. So you can do your social media drive together. It will be, what's your handle on social media again, Silas?
Where can they catch me?
Yeah.
On Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and Silas Niani.
There
I am fairly present across all social media sites.
Fairly? Come on, you can't be fairly present.
Okay,
you must
be.
You must be approachable 24/7.
I'm there. I'm present. I'm really, really present.
There you go. Okay, cool. Okay, so you're in Cape Town at the moment. How's Cape Town treating you? I know you've been doing a lot of press recently as well, hey?
Yes, I have. I recently started working with a new publicist, Clayton, and he's fantastic. Cape Town is great. Cape Town is fantastic. It was a bit windy yesterday, but it's beautiful. We've got the mountain. We've got amazing people. The vibe is amazing. Although I was recently in Joburg, and I am seriously considering moving up there. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we prefer in-studio interviews. Just saying. So when you move to Joburg, you can come hang.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's incentive.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? And then because we have to wrap it up, we've got O'Neill standing by. But we would love to have more time with you in studio. And then you can maybe, you know, debut your single as I break the chair. You can debut your single on Cliff Central.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
That's an idea.
You see, we've got some
full of ideas here.
Yeah, you see. That's why you have to chat to us more in studio. Then we can have a whole brainstorming session afterwards.
I'll take you up on your offer, guys.
Okay.
Sure thing.
Cool.
So
Silas, thank you so much for joining us today. Sorry that was so quick, but we will catch you very, very soon.
All right, great.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too, man. Cheers, man. Bye-bye. Okay, so that's how we wrap it up today, friend.
Yeah, so wrapping it up with some music.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hold him to it with our great ideas.
Definitely.
I can't deal with it.
Huh? We give too many of those away.
I know. We should actually do another show just on that.
On free ideas. Hi, welcome to Cliff Central. We're Nikita and Jason offer free ideas for free.
For free?
For free!
For free!
Okay, anyway, we are talking crap. O'Neill is standing by on O'Neill on Cliff Central. .com. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's only a pleasure. It's nice to see you again, Jace.
Yeah. What a week.
Before you rush off again.
Yeah. Back to the ground we go. But have a good weekend. We will catch you very, very soon.
This is CliffCentral.com.